Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk about something that, you know, I was listening to Sean Hannity yesterday evening. And no, I don't do it too often. But I don't know, for whatever reason. And Ron Johnson was on with Sean Hannity. You know, if you listen to certain callers on these airwaves, you would believe that Ron Johnson is a shoe-in, right? That Ron Johnson is a shoe-in. He's not a shoe-in. He certainly is worried. He talked about the fact that that Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes raised over $20 million this last cycle. And he was on begging, Sean Hannity and his audience to donate to him because he was being outspent. Oh, he's a liar. You know, there's no way possible that Mandela Barnes is outspending Ron Johnson. We've seen the commercials, the nonstop, almost 24 hours, 7 day a week commercials that are being played. So Ron Johnson is on Sean Hannity begging Sean and his listeners, we need you. They're outspending us. So Ron Johnson is doing so well as they want to have you and I to believe. Why is he out begging with all the money he's getting from Diane Hendricks and everybody else? He still is in trouble. I was talking to a friend on yesterday, and he was telling me about how much, you know, Ron Johnson has gained in this race. And I said to him, well, you can say that, but it wouldn't be true. You know, and yeah, so he's, I mean, from the standpoint that, yes, he gained some points over the last, you know, period with those horrible commercials that he's been running. But he still has not taken any major lead. For a man who's been, you know, a sitting United States senator for two terms, 12 years, and he can't distance himself after all of these things from a young man, 35 years old, who's running, you know, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who certainly does not have the name recognition nationally or in the state that Ron Johnson does. So don't fool yourself. Ron Johnson knows his behind is in hot water. And it doesn't matter how many talk show hosts come on the airways and say, look at how much he's gained. But he knows what time it is. And he knows because he's still doing the things that got him in trouble in the first place. But let me say this to you, because there's something going on that I think we need to get clarified right now, because there's no question gasoline is $4 a gallon. And it is hurtful. I can't begin to tell you that $4 a gallon gas, which is what it is now, for regular gas, is going to play a major role in the election in 40 days or 30 some odd days. It is. And the only reason it's going to play a major role is because the people don't know why the gasoline has jumped up to $4 a gallon. They somehow, if you would lead or believe what the conservatives and the Republicans have to say, it's Joe Biden and the Democrats. It's not. So President Biden went to Saudi Arabia the other day to talk with the crown prince of Saudi Arabia to have them produce even more gasoline so the prices can come down. And Saudi Arabia is an ally of the United States. Are you aware of that? They're an ally of the United States. We have troops that protect Saudi Arabia. Are you aware of that? Yes, the United States. So when Biden came over and asked them, hey, you guys need to kick up your oil production, the crown prince told him, no, we're not going to. Look, here's a gangster. No, we're not going to kick up our production. As a matter of fact, we're going to cut it by 2 million more barrels a day. Well, President Biden is saying, hey, wait a minute, man. Our people are suffering. You know, this is at a time that Russia, you know, major producer of oil, is cutting back. And so, listen, people are hurting. And so we want you to do the right thing. You know, we're allies. We're partners. And what Biden probably didn't know at the time was that Saudi Arabia and Russia created a pact. Well, we got the United States. They're hurting. We've got them now where we want them. And Russia clearly is saying, hey, they've been interfering with our war in Ukraine. So anybody who's involved with the United States, we're going to punish them. Europe, the natural gas that Russia sells to Europe, they're cutting that back. They're not going to be able to produce the gasoline that they need. The winter's coming. We're going to punish them. Anybody who's involved with the United States is going to suffer. Doesn't matter. They didn't say because it's a Democrat who's the president. They didn't say that. They're saying that the United States has to suffer the consequences because of decisions that our military and the president of the United States has made. So here's what you need to understand. $4, you know, a gallon of gas is only the beginning. We're going up to $5 $5 a gallon for gas before the election. And so people don't know. They don't understand. They're frustrated. They're angry. They don't know who to hold accountable for the fact that now gas is going to be $5 a gallon. People still need to get to where they're going. And there are people out here, man, you know, I've got a pretty big vehicle, you know, but nothing compared to the Escalades and all of these other huge vehicles that people are driving. I filled my vehicle up the other day. It was $68. $68. And so I drive out to Waukesha Monday through Friday and drive back to Milwaukee. And it is, you know, has some financial impact on me. And I'm not, a pauper by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I have income. But it hurts. Now, and that's at $4 a gallon. But what you need to understand is Republicans are lying. There's no way they can do anything to change what's happening right now with the oil prices and the gasoline prices. There's nothing they can do. They're not going to get Saudi Arabia or Russia to do anything. And then you add to all of this the fire at the refinery. So we're being choked at every turn, at every corner. And I just don't want you to foolishly believe that because Republicans say it's Democrats who've done it, that's what's at the root of it. Al, I see you. We'll come to you first. Bill from Oconomowoc, we'll come to you. 844-967-2789 is the number. Liars. We got to get to the truth. We'll be right back. Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm just trying to get people to understand as these oil prices soar and no telling where they're going to stop. But Saudi Arabia has created a pact with Russia, and they have cut back by 2 million barrels at a time that President Biden went over to have a conversation with them to ask them increased production. They know that price is choking off people and hurting people in this country and around the world. And so their bottom line is we're going to stick it to them, and we're going to keep making these astronomical prices. We don't care what America has to say. Well, you know, it's one thing if you're in a position of power, which they are, from the standpoint with their production, their oil production, and those kinds of things, Saudi Arabia is in a position of power. But you've got to make them understand, as Joe Biden told them. So, okay, you're going to talk to us like that? This is how you're going to do it? You know, he didn't quite say it like that. But anyway, what he said to them was, maybe you forget that we've got military bases and we protect your backside, the American people. And so what Joe Biden should be doing is pulling that military support out of Saudi Arabia. And I'm sure, you know, he's looking to do whatever it is he can do to turn this around. Let's go to Al. Hey, Al, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. I just wanted to point out that when I moved to Wisconsin, I paid 17 cents a gallon for gasoline. I drove from Wichita, Kansas to Milwaukee.
Wow.
They had a price war. And the war was 17 cents for regular and 19 cents for Ethel.
Wow.
And that was in 1976. I had been here before, but I'm saying that's when I moved to Milwaukee. And this is ridiculous because when I was in Europe, gas prices were $5 and $6 a gallon, but over there, very few people owned cars, and those that they did have only had four-cylinder engines.
Right.
So they could have 5 gallons of gas to last them for a month. But see, this is just basically a war with Russia inadvertently because they want Ukraine, and the United States is interfering by selling them the tools that they need to protect themselves.
That's at the root of it, Al. There's no question.
I know.
But what about the Republicans and the people who say, you know, if we become, you know, let's allow Republicans to get back in charge. The reason the oil prices and gas prices are so high is because the Democrats and Joe Biden. So how much of that is at the root of it?
That's 100% behind it, but the point is it's garbage because of the fact that when the Republicans were in charge, prices were high then. And you have to understand this also. We're changing over from gasoline to electric vehicles.
Right.
They are afraid of that because then what are they going to do with the oil? See, gasoline, kerosene are waste products of processing oil. What they get out of the oil, they got out already, and this is waste that they would normally throw away if
right.
it wasn't usable in some other manner. So, you know, it's garbage to them, and they can charge anything they want, but the point is we don't have to buy it. We have enough resources in this country to last us for 20 years. All we got to do is process some of it, and we need to start drilling in our own country. We got lands that have oil underneath them that we haven't even tapped into.
You know, Al, and so fracking and those kinds of things were started. Donald Trump was doing that, and even Barack Obama was doing that. But the other side of that, Al, is refineries. You know, the refineries are a problem. If you look at the people who live next to refineries and what happens, it's not a safe, you know, thing to do if you live next to these refineries. And they haven't built any new ones for some time. And as you stated,
I agree with that.
And as you stated, they clearly, you know, you don't put a refinery up overnight. We're going to be dealing with this for some time. My only thing is to not believe Republicans when they say that these prices, that somehow they can change it. They can't change it. Saudi Arabia has broken bread with Russia, and they have agreed to not produce as much to keep this pain going. And you know, Al, people are just going to have to change their ways of getting around.
That's correct. And you got to remember, too, that the Republicans have been bought by Russia. When Trump and Johnson and all of them went to Russia in his first term in office, basically, they all came back multimillionaires. Where'd the money come from? They bought these people, and, you know, they're going to do anything they can to become another extension of Putin and that regime.
Hey, Al.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much for the call. I see you, Bill. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. There's no telling how high the number is going to go. But when you can show a 60-cent increase in gasoline in a week's time, that's a harbinger. That's a horrible harbinger for what's getting ready to happen. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Send it, Mama. You understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can't, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran.
Ukraine. To the Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, kind of Stevie Wonder is one of the most prolific writers that there's ever been, and you know, one of my favorites. Anyway, I was talking about the oil prices and the gasoline prices that are surging in this country and around the world, and Russia and Saudi Arabia have the nation and the country and the world over a barrel. No pun intended. They're going to continue to create pain. Saudi Arabia and Russia announced they had agreed to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day to keep their prices high. And so that's why the prices are high. The real issue is the fact that, you know, Saudi Arabia, the United States military, we have a base in Saudi Arabia. Excuse me, we have troops in Saudi Arabia to protect Saudi Arabia. Well, excuse me, Saudi Arabia chooses not to do what's in the best interest of the United States. The White House criticized the decision. In their bill, the lawmakers asked that all United States armed forces and equipment, including Patriot missiles, batteries, and the terminal high-altitude area defense system shall be removed from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates no later than 90 days after the date of the enactment of this act. So the United States is pulling its missile defense system and troops out of Saudi Arabia, and that is the right move to make. So, you know, President Biden is doing all that he possibly can do. I know it doesn't help those of you and I, you know, who have to pay and suffer the brunt of these prices. But it's out of his control. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, Bill, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Hey, future Governor Earl. Say, I read something that I want to hear your thoughts on. This recession that's going on in our country has been orchestrated by the Republicans. And here's exactly what I mean. They knew on the January 6th commission and the way it was rolling along, if it had no counter or leverage, they were going to lose big time. And when they saw the price of oil, and they've got smart people, they're with Russia and Saudi Arabia. Well, the people that filled their Republicans' wallets are the oil companies. That's a fact. So they knew that they'd start blaming Biden for a recession. I remember when Fox was reporting on it, and we didn't even have a recession. I thought, where is this coming from? What are they doing? I'll tell you what they're doing. Again, they got smart people. They knew they could blame this all on Biden by the oil companies in our country holding back oil, holding back record profits this year. The oil companies have never made a bigger profit than they did in 2022. Fact. They have enough oil to produce at a very reasonable rate if they chose to do so. But thanks to Ron Reagan and the antitrust laws and all that, they're free just to strangle us, and they're going to. And the Republicans want it. Well, if the Republicans are paid by the oil companies, the Republicans are going to win. We're going to lose. I don't see any way in the wide, wide world of elections that we're going to win this fall. I like to think we are, but we're going to lose. And they're going to keep constricting. And you said it right, Earl. You just watch. Week by week, it'll go up 50 cents, 70 cents. And by the election day, it'll be at a strangle point.
Yeah.
And that's not necessary. It's orchestrated completely.
You know, the pain that people are going to experience, you know, with this, man, you know, it's heartbreaking, you know, again, for people who marginally, you know, get by and who need their vehicles to get to work, and they're not retired like you and I, Bill, and yet, you know, some of them, you know, make minimum wage and they've got this vehicle. And now all of a sudden, you know, even if you're making $20 an hour, if the gasoline prices continue to go up, your $20 an hour has already been eaten away. So that's what we're up against. I mean, it is a hurtful thing. It's only going to get worse. But I think people need to understand, especially politically, what's happening here, what's at the root of it. And, you know, Saudi Arabia is going to pay a price for this because, you know, this turning point that they're going to have to deal with, and that's the fact that the United States military is going to be pulling out our military resources out of Saudi Arabia. And so their oil fields, who you think have been protecting their oil fields, Bill? They're in no position to protect the oil fields. We've been the ones protecting the oil fields for them.
Earl, do you remember back when Bush Sr., George H. Bush, we had shed American blood for Kuwait oil.
Right.
To protect the oil fields. And so they shifted that focus from Saddam. What happens? The Twin Towers go down by the Saudis.
Yes.
By a faction of the Saudis.
Yes.
And we've been lied to so much, Earl. That's why I really enjoy listening to you. You're kind of cleaning, sifting through the BS. And we've just been fed this. That Fox, I understand why in other countries they ban Fox News, because it's not news. It's not. And Fox gets, all the Republicans get upset, oh, YouTube threw us off, oh, this, Snapchat, whatever. Well, of course they did. They know what you're doing. Hey. They know exactly what you're doing. But, Earl, thank God. God bless you, because you're one of the shining stars in a sea of chaos.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. Hey, CJ, what's going on, man?
Taking my call. Well, one thing Bill's right about is that the Democrats are going to lose, and they're going to lose big.
Well, no, okay, that's what you say, man. That's your opinion.
Yep. Well,
that's all that is, man.
For that, Earl,
that's your opinion.
The president. Well, on day one, this president attacked our independence of energy. Day one, actually, he signed the executive order on day two. But he campaigned on energy ending our use of oil and
go ahead.
And the mere fact is, it's happening because demand, supply, and demand is down. He's gone.
What are you talking about, man? Demand for gasoline. Demand for gasoline is not down. What are you talking about, man?
The demand is down because the cost is so high.
It doesn't matter. People are not going to abdicate their automobiles because the price is high. If I need to get somewhere.
Are you kidding me?
If I need to get somewhere, I'm one of the people. I need to get somewhere and I have an automobile and I know what's the purpose of me having an automobile if I'm not going to buy any gas to put in it, my life hasn't changed. I've got to go to work 5 days a week.
It's going to cost you a lot more.
Well, I understand that.
And the Democrats.
I understand.
It's going to cost you more. People know it and live it, Earl. You can make all kinds of excuses for this president. Why is it always Trump's fault
when
a Republican's in office? And it's never the Democrats' fault when this president...
Did you just hear me? Did you hear me? Did you just hear me say to you that Saudi Arabia has chosen to cut back production to make sure that the prices stay high to support Russia in their war? What does that have to do?
Yeah, isn't that brilliant? President Biden, what a great job this guy's doing. And he's doing such a great
Did you just hear me say that we're going to be removing our missile defense systems? We've been protecting Saudi Arabia's oil fields. Because they have chosen to do what they're doing, this president is going to be removing the defense systems
that protected all this.
Thank you very much for the call, man. Got to move on. Let's go to my friend KJ. What's going on, KJ?
Well, thanks for having me, Earl. First of all, I want to reiterate, you're not Chicken Little and the sky is not falling. For the last 6 months, oil prices have been on the way down. They peaked about May or June at about $140 a barrel. It's all the way down to about $80 to $85 a barrel. They went down close to 75.
What are you, hey man, I just filled my tank up yesterday. It was $4 a gallon. It went down to $3.39 a gallon because a week and a half ago, that's what I paid. So
well, as you know, I drive every day, so yeah, I'm keenly aware of what the gas prices are every day, if every week. Look, the gas prices just jumped in the last week. Other than that,
that's correct.
The last 6 months, if you take a longer view, they have been on the way down.
Hey, KJ, they jumped.
Magic for them to go.
KJ, they jumped 60 cents. Yeah, but I'm not gonna let you lead people to believe 60 cents it jumped inside of a week. Come on, man.
I'm not saying it didn't jump.
Okay.
In a week, what I'm saying is, if you look at a longer view, longer than the past week, gas prices have been on the way down. Now, they're not going to go straight down all the time. Remember when the gas prices got to five, then $5?
I absolutely remember.
Five and a quarter. Everybody said, oh, here comes $6 a gallon gas. Well, it never got there.
Well, it got to $7 in California.
And went back. It turned right around and went back down. So don't come on here acting as if you have some crystal ball saying, we're going to be paying $5 a gallon. That is speculative.
What are you talking about, man?
No facts to back you up.
Let me say this to you, my friend. You know, I've been watching, just like you, the gas prices go up initially. And I know how long it took for them to get to $4 and almost $5. And I saw it go down to $3.39 about a week or so ago. Okay, so now I've seen a major jump inside of 1 week. It incrementally went up before 10 cents, 12 cents. 5 cents, 3 cents, but never once did it ever jump 60 cents in 1 week.
Let's look at some facts.
This is a fact.
Let's look at some facts, okay? There's been a major push in Ukraine where Ukraine is taking back territory from the Russians. And that takes a lot of gasoline to move them tanks and those.
Wait a minute. Listen.
They announced yesterday that they're going to cut back about $2 million or $2 million.
Hang on, KJ. I got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Sherman, we'll be right back. Uh, Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My next guest has made it to the studio. None other than I respect this woman more so than most women. And it's none other than the corporate counsel of Milwaukee County, Miss Maggie Dawn. How you doing, Maggie?
I'm real fine, Earl. Thanks for having me on, my friend.
It is so good, you know, to see you again. We go back a little ways.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, you're a brilliant woman. And and not just the fact that you're brilliant, but, you know, I'm not going to say that. let's just go ahead.
It's all love.
Let's go back to KJ. KJ, you're saying what now? What were you saying, man? That I'm trying to mislead people to believe and scare people and using scare tactics is what you said?
What I'm saying is that you're speculating on where the price of gasoline will go. But let me also refute that previous caller's contention that, oh, this recession. We're not in a recession. This is one of the best recessions I can ever remember. Unemployment is less than 4%. There's jobs out there for anybody who wants to work. You know, wages are up across the board. We're going to be back in the positive territory for the economy to grow in the second half here. You know, unemployment under the previous administration was as high as 10%.
Hospitals
were overrun with patients.
KJ.
COVID is under control. The hospitalizations are down. You know, we got some problems with inflation, but, you know, for the most part, you know, it's stabilized.
But for you, okay, so KJ, so you're saying these are facts that you are throwing out. You know, the economists... The economist, KJ, who I think these brilliant people don't see it through the same prism as KJ does, be the conservative or you know, liberal, the economists know. And the reason that they keep jacking up the interest rates, the prime rate, is because they know that the only way to kill inflation is through slowing down the economy. We're going into a recession, whether it's today or tomorrow or whatever, because we're no different than these other nations. It's a global issue. And whether KJ says it or not, doesn't matter. You know, whether KJ says what he's saying is facts, you can't base that on anything other than your speculation.
Facts. I told you where the unemployment rate is. That's not a debatable subject. It's a documented fact. You can look it up. You don't
KJ, the unemployment situation is going to be changing in the coming months because of the fact that the Federal Reserve is going to be continuing to raise the interest rates. The last time I checked, and Maggie, you jump in at any point in time. The last time I checked, the interest rates to buy a home is now somewhere around 5.5% to 6%. Coming from zero. Coming
low.
From no. What do you mean pretty low? It was just zero. And for a long time. And now it's up to 6% because they're slowing down the economy in order to impact and affect inflation. That's what the Federal Reserve is doing.
So if I could, I do think that they're, you both are right to some degree. And for those who have heard me on the air before, I do have a master's degree in applied mathematical economics. So let's talk a little bit about what inflation actually is. And inflation generally refers to when money gets really cheap, effectively, right? And you have too much money supply.
Right.
And so the Fed will raise an interest rate, which makes it more expensive for businesses and people to borrow, right? And it makes it more attractive to invest in bonds and other some short and medium term bond or debt instruments. And by doing so, you're going to constrict the amount of cash that's flowing around in the economy. Another way to say that is slowing the economy down. So what we don't have right now is a recession as a point of fact as measured by economists, yeah. right? Because we do observe very low unemployment. One of the things...
Two straight negative.
Yes. One of the things that we need to observe is that corporations in the last 5 to 6 years have really been hoarding a lot of cash as well. So they're not returning those profits either in worker wages or in dividends. And so that's a question of oh boy, what happens if corporations start spending a lot of cash into the economy? Will that itself juice inflation? So there's a lot of factors going on. I think anybody would be remiss to say that whether it's a Democrat or a Republican in the White House, that they somehow have the ability to affect the entire overall global economy. We have different economics today than we did even 10 years ago because of the integration of our economic systems. And frankly, the impacts of things like Donald Trump, Brexit, COVID, and now these global conflicts such as that's yes. happening in Ukraine, but also even the Iranian protests that are going on. All of these are geopolitical forces that do have these impacts on global economics. You can't blame gas prices or inflation here on an individual president or an individual set of decisions when you're seeing similar impacts across Western Europe, right? So I think politicians, right and left, use economics or the state of our economy when it suits them. They'll claim credit when it is not entirely theirs to claim, and they'll lay blame when the blame doesn't clearly lie with one party or the other. So I think as we approach this election, there you will see, and I agree with Earl, that you will see some manipulation of those forces that have immediate sort of do this and then that happens, which is constriction of oil supply. If you simply look at who is a more friendly administration to Saudi Arabia, a Democratic one or a Republican one, regardless of their, what I'm going to put, ally status, right. almost in quotation marks, in general, Republican administration, certainly exhibited by Donald Trump, were much more friendly to the crown prince, MBS, right? Mohammed bin Salman, right. who basically ordered the execution of a Washington Post journalist. That got a lot of criticism from the Democrats in the Senate. And from the left, Donald Trump effectively kind of didn't even address that when he had a journalist executed. If I'm Mohammed bin Salman and I literally have President Biden, an administration that I know on balance is less friendly to my nearly totalitarian regime, oppressive of women, of any sort of religious differentiation, of homosexuality, and I'm sort of hedging a bet going into the midterms, it might be to my advantage to execute a little pain on President Biden, the Democrats in the United States, if that helps me usher in Republicans that are more healthy or more helpful to my totalitarian
regime. So I
got to
ask you to hold that thought. Got to go to a break. Sherman, Tom, hang on. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My guest is Maggie Don, my good friend, corporate counsel of Milwaukee County.